Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Caught our eye that the fact that they might do some red light cameras and, you know, the impact of that. And again, I can talk about my experience with it when I was living in New Jersey. And they want to test it in Waterbury. And Representative Michael D. Giancarlo joining us here from Waterbury. And also part of the police department. You want to just turn your radio on. Michael, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. First of all, can I just ask you, how's everything in the department right now? I mean, obviously they had that arrest with the gentleman who had a loaded weapon, but the video of the arrest has gotten out there, and then you had the officer relieved of his duties for how he was responding to somebody as well. I mean, how's morale? How are these things being dealt with in the department? And just how are things going?
Just a police officer in the city. I don't comment too much on the police department, but morale is okay. If you look back and over the years, you won't see a more transparent department. You won't see more guys fired than in the city of Waterbury. This chief, the past chief, if you got out of line, you were most likely fired. So, it's a tough time for policing right now.
Yep.
Obviously across the country, but we've been hit harder with a few other reasons. You know, the people have just left policing, and they're not just leaving policing for other policing jobs. They're leaving, you know, altogether for a new career. So
Yeah. That
is part of the issue. But, you know, it's morale is good. Everybody put them out on social media. The comments on social media were about 98% in favor of the officer there. So, you got to realize the guy has a gun. When somebody has a gun and they're reaching for it, there's a lot of stuff off the table.
Yeah. And I'd love to talk another time about that stuff in particular, but I just was curious because the PD has been in the news quite a bit of late. Now, this red light camera issue, why do you, and this is both as a representative and obviously probably as an officer as well, but why do you think it's a good idea?
So I think it's a good idea because over the last, 5-6 years, the reckless driving in Waterbury has year over year has increased. Our fatalities are way up. Stop signs, red lights, right on red mean absolutely nothing to people. You'll see them go down a straight lane to go into a left lane to go right on red and cut off 30 cars. It's just out of control. A depleted department is not able to keep up with the demand of all the traffic complaints and the traffic dangers. We have our traffic unit is out there every day working hard as they can. There have also been numbers have depleted on their end too, but you know they're doing the best they can. But it's an assistance to the 99% of the time that a police officer is not at that light to observe the craziness.
Right. So how do you go about, like, just in terms of the order of operations? What needs to happen to be able to test it in Waterbury?
So first, it would have to go through a state legislation, and it would have to pass. There's also a transportation bill out there that also is entertaining thought of red light cameras and speed cameras and some other stuff in the transportation bill. So we're going to run ours. We're going to run our public hearing. We're going to run our bill, and concur with that one. And hopefully one of them passes, but we're looking to do it in Waterbury. Went and checked out a system Monday, a red light system from another state. It's absolutely incredible. The technology is incredible. And it's a good thing. There's proponents, there's opponents. You're going to have that, I think, in every time you try to come out with something new.
Yeah, a couple of quick questions here. We're talking with Representative Michael D. Giancarlo on Bryan & Company and WTIC News Talk 1080. Is the bill would just tell me what's in the bill? It launches a pilot program. It doesn't pass it as a law. It just it sets up to try it out and see how it works.
Correct. Yeah, it'd be a pilot program. Ourselves and the DOT would probably pick the lights that we can use. We're going to obviously go for high speed, high occurrence accident lights that, the intersections that are high occurrence of accidents. They'll be put out. There'll be a report done at the end of that year of how many violations were given. Accidents have decreased. Accidents have gone up. And there'll be a whole report and then we would go from there. But most likely, if it gets piloted and it works and it's favorable, we should be okay to keep it running.
Now, my only experience with it was when I lived in New Jersey and the town of Englewood Cliffs had it, and I used to have to get to work at like 4 in the morning, and there was one stoplight where if you didn't stop fully before the white line for the crosswalk, you'd get a ticket automated. And so I would slow roll it because it was 4 in the morning and no one was on the road, so I got a ticket. And then I went to appeal it or what have you, and the place was an absolute zoo. So I'm curious about how you'll distinguish between, you know, the important stuff that keeps people safe and this other side, which can look at it as a bit of a revenue grab.
Sure. So first of all, anything revenue grab, there's no revenue grab for the city of Waterbury. It would have to go directly into road safety. That's also worded in the statute would be alerted that, and any money made would be go right back to road improvement, safety improvement for the city. So it would go through what happens is it takes a picture of your front plate, back plate, takes a 12-second video of you actually violating. It's activated by speed. You come up to the cameras, and they're not constantly on. They're not constantly watching. I know all the Big Brother warriors out there. It just takes a photo. When you hit a certain speed that you're not going to make that light, it activates the camera. It starts firing off the front plate, you go through it, that's the back plate in the video. If you stop short of the light, you go through the white line. This is the system we looked at. You're safe. If you stop in time, even though you're a little bit under the light, you're safe. If you're into a crosswalk, they do fine. There's an appeal process. They use a magistrate judge where they are. So it's the company looks at it first. Then it goes to a second, either a police department or a layperson. They use layperson in this town. They analyze it again. You come in on your hearing. You have a pretty good a explanation. I'm sure that, you know, it would be waived. It's a low ticket. It's not the same ticket as going through a red light. It's no points against your license. It's the whole object of this thing is to get people to slow down and get people to stop. That when you got to stop, you know, because our accidents are up and our fatalities are, I think we had a record year of fatalities, like I said before, but something that's got to be done.
Well, listen, we're super interested in whether it happens. We only have like 10 seconds. Do you know when you'll start public hearings or anything like that so people who want to follow this?
Yeah, I believe we have a public hearing on Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday, I believe at about 12 o'clock. So if you want to sign up, go online and sign up, and we're interested in what people have to say.
Great. Thank you, sir. It was great to meet you, and look forward to talking about this issue more down the road.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
All right. Representative Michael D. Giovancarlo of Waterbury.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.